Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
I yearn for your saving help. I hope in your word. My eyes yearn to see your promise. When will you console me? Though parched and exhausted with waiting, I have not forgotten your commands. How long must your servant suffer? When will you judge my foes? For me the proud have dug pitfalls against your law. Your commands are all true, then help me when lies oppress me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I kept your precepts. Because of your love, give me life, and I will do your will. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When evil seems to triumph, Lord, and our hope begins to fail, give us courage and perseverance in doing your will.
O God, hear my cry. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call. My heart is faint. On the rock too high for me to reach, set me on high. O you who have been my refuge, my tower against the foe. Let me dwell in your tent forever and hide in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, hear my prayer. Grant me the heritage of those who fear you. May you lengthen the life of the king. May his years cover many generations. May he ever sit enthroned before God. Bid love and truth be his protection. So I will always praise your name and day after day fulfill my vows. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, love and truth of the Father, you came to earth to relieve the pain of our exile. You took our weakness as your own. Uphold us when our hearts grow faint until we stand with you before God and praise your name.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows, to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, "Who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?" He will search, who searches the mind and knows the depth of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, you gave your Son victory over the men who plotted evil against him. When he cried to you in his agony, you delivered him from fear of his enemies. May those who suffer with him in this life find refuge and success in you.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
A reading from the book of Exodus. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one man speaks to another. Look to the Lord and be enlightened,
and never let your faces be ashamed.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants, that, listening to the voice of your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.